After several years of not speaking to each other as I moved thousands of miles away, today I contacted a childhood friend. She told me that not so long ago she visited the neighborhood where the house where she grew up in was. The house was gone. It had been knocked down and an apartment building built in its place. David thought it was not fair for him to live in a house of cedar when the Ark of God to be among the curtains. God did not allow David to build him a house, but in return, he promised that he, God, would build a house for David. Not a physical abode, however, a family, the descendant of whom would occupy the throne of God's everlasting kingdom. David cared about the outside, the building where the ark was. God took care of David's home, those who lived inside the house. It is not so important the appearance, square footage, or location of where a house is located. The most important thing are the harmony, love, respect, service to each other, the mutual encouragement, communication, and joy of those who live inside the house. The real house, the one that endures, is the offspring. My friend's house is gone, but the home must transcend. All material things are temporary. A lot of what you most worry about in a few years today won't be relevant in your life anymore. There is another, even more striking contrast. Not only are the buildings temporary, so are our bodies. 1 Corinthians 5:1 says, "Our bodies are like tents that we live in here on earth. But when these tents are destroyed, we know that God will give each of us a place to live. These homes will not be buildings that someone has made, but they will be in heaven and will last forever." The joy I felt today as I spoke to my friend is not to be compared to the encounter of the Lord and the welcome we will enjoy in the Father's house.